Blog Talk Radio.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jethro Smith. I'm the founder and the psychic who seems to keep wanting to do this crazy show and working with you to have fun to do it. I want to welcome all of you listeners on the 773-897-6461 number. And I want to start out today with our phenomenal hostess. Those of you who know, it's Sunday, you know, we looked outside. Today is Melissa Bourbon. I have a lot of emails. You guys are in a really fun mood. You're going to love some of the stories today. So sit back and relax. Let us have an hour with you. Melissa Bourbon is an internationally recognized intuitive, spiritual coach, psychic, and medium in the healing art. Melissa is just a phenomenal, fun person, and you guys are going to love her. She's here today helping me with this fun of helping people get a little wilder. Melissa, how are you?
Hi, Jethro. How are you? Hi, everybody. We're in Psychics Gone Wild. I love that new voiceover you got to introduce the show. That is so beautiful.
And I love it. It's a friend of ours, actually Gary's friend, Brooke, and I think her voice is just really good and very professional. And those of us who have been listening into the show for the last couple months have been asking me, what is it about Psychics Gone Wild? So I think that kind of says what we are and what we do. And Melissa, we've got a really fun day with the fact that we've had a lot of people asking me about the gate opening. And, you know, we just recently did this, and nobody's been able to really talk about it. We've had the shows going here and been real busy during the week. What is your opinion of these gates opening, and what do you feel is happening with this energy now that we are getting more ascension energy than we've ever had on this planet?
Right. Well, there's different times that these energies are stronger, and, there's the gateways, the portals. People talk about the 11th of every month and that sort of thing. But because the sun is going through its own rebirth, the earth is going through its own rebirth, and we're part of that crystalline energy. So it's just a wild ride right now. I feel very strongly, too, that, you know, we're in this full moon right now. And happy full moon, everybody. And this one particularly feels like a great releaser one. I feel like this whoosh has really started to kick in. And, again, we're dealing with the Scorpio energy, this whole thing of this massive transformational energy where there's still dark energy that's still trying to permeate and the light just won't allow it. But it's almost like, you know, when you try to clean up glitter or confetti or that kind of thing, there's just, or cockroaches for that matter, where cockroaches where you spray a couple and a couple make it and a couple don't. No offense to PETA. Please don't get mad at me. I'm just using a metaphor. But this whole idea that we're cleaning house. People are dealing with extraordinary issues right now of past life remembrance and past life recall, of clearing out painful relationships with oneself, with other people, issues of control and people misusing their power. So in order to get to where we're seeking, this has to be cleared out, you know, from the base root up. So when we talk about the gateway opening, it's just that we're learning how to move through it more as these different cosmic things are happening on Earth. I hope that makes sense.
I do, and I feel that makes very much sense. And I know that I've had individuals asking me, as I'll be doing the reading or starting the event, of exactly how I feel with them that I've read before because of this energy. And it is a test for those of you who are doing this. Make sure that you're not letting the energy get in and affect you in any way but what you want. I've had a lot of friends tell me that they've noticed as the events have went on in their lives that no matter what they're drinking in or what they're having, everybody seems to be working on a new extension of themselves. And so it comes so on. Now, those of you that keep track of dream analogy, this is a really good example of it. Hang on to those dream ledgers. Take them out. I keep some. I've had some from a couple of years back. It's ironic to see what the downloads are, what they're putting into your energy and your dreams, what the guides are saying. They're saying, here, you know, a year ago they were saying, here we are, we're getting the ascension, you're feeling this, you're getting this, and we had it all over the marketing, subliminal, everybody get ready, it's happening. And there were quite a few people that were predicting, unfortunately, the end of the earth here in 2000. No.
We know it, yeah. But also, when these downloads are hitting your dream state, sometimes you are actually doing that work in dream state. Some people are battling. Some people are revisiting past lives. Some people are visiting family members. Things are happening in the dream state. So those dreams, as Jethro was saying, are very, very important to keep a hold of. It's crazy energy. It's just like we're getting out of that Mercury retrograde phase into, like, now we just go straight into a full moon. So it's kind of people trying to get caught up, and then everything is just, like, flailing and crazy.
We've got to Peggy O from Wisconsin has wrote us today, and she's asked in her email, I listened into Psyche's Gone Wild for quite a while. I would love to speak to the lady on Sundays. Melissa, I think is her name. I have been listening to the show, and I would like to ask her, is she very musical? Because I do feel, when we talked last time, she was talking about a class. Is this music that she does, or why do I keep getting these fun, positive notes?
Oh, bless you. Thank you, my dear, dear new friend in Wisconsin. Yes, I am a professional singer and musician, and I work professionally as a performer when it's the right timing and all that, and we're actually an award-winning performer, and I've been doing music since I was about six. So I play guitar and piano. I'm a writer and I'm an arranger, and I do all of that, and I incorporate that with the spiritual work I do as well as the work I do with children. So I'm teaching theater and dance and music, always providing live music, and then when I do healing arts workshops, I do a movement sort of performing. Well, it's creative arts workshop with guided imagery, so it sort of encompasses all the arts, and then I'm playing live music to accompany it with the class itself and with the meditation. So thank you for that, and good job for being so spiritually fabulous.
I have a friend asking here on the other side, they said, look at you, and they said, no matter how you go into life, no matter what you say, I have always felt that Psyche's Gone Wild is really good, and I'm going to vote for you and the lady on Sundays, because Melissa is not only full of heart, she's also really giving us good advice. Thank you from Ted in Colorado Springs. So
thank you, Ed, and I hope you're having a wonderful almost holiday season, and if you're into football, that you're enjoying it and your teams are winning. And thank you for sharing your beautiful love and light there. Yay, spirit!
Exactly. This is the path that, for those of you who are learning from us, I really love that. I mean, it is the best form of complimentary when you copy one of us or you say, you know, the things you hear from us. And I want to welcome all of you guys to get a hold of us on Psyche's Gone Wild, because we are bringing in people again. Now, we do this, and those of you know this is what we do for our marketing end, but more importantly, we do this as a family and the fun of it. So everyone keeps saying, what are you guys doing, and why are you still doing it? We like doing it, and that's why we continue to. So we're going to take
out... We've gone wild, Jethro. We've gone crazy wild.
That's another factor, true. 310, would you like to talk to me and Melissa while we're going wild?
Hi, I would. My name's Anna. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hi, and what was your name, honey girl?
Anna.
Hi, Anna. How are you? Is it cold there?
It is. We're getting tornadoes today.
Oh, my gosh. May we send prayers? Is it okay?
Yes, please.
Okay. How can I help you today, beautiful Anna?
Well, do you require me to ask you a question, or can you kind of...
Well, I think we need to have a lot of time, so
okay.
If you want to give me,
no,
you don't have to
fine.
Tell me details, but if you want to have a specific, you know, sort of area that you want to tune into, that kind of jump starts it.
Okay, well, I'm looking at a house, and I'm wondering if you see me getting this house. It's in Florida.
You're moving to Florida?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, it feels very positive. It feels like... you have good people around you working with you. Like the brokers feel really like they're in your court about it because it's such a grandiose move. Just make sure that your people do a really good inspection of this property and make sure that you cover, you know, just basically all the business bases. There's, you know, it's that point A to point B when you're buying property, that A, B, C, D. It just goes right through the alphabet. So, you know, just make sure that you've got, the, you know, you keep the lines of communication with the brokers exactly what you want, and you know, do the right bidding and do it just point A, point B. There's no shortcuts here. There's no short stepping here. It's a very solid business transaction unfolding.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, all the best, safe travels, and congratulations.
Thank you. Have
okay.
a good weekend. Bye.
Okay, you too, Anna. Bye bye.
Hey, Anna,
Anna's coming to Chicago, from Chicago to Florida, so we'll have to meet her.
Yes, I'm down here in Tampa, and you know what I love is we love outside individuals and friends that come down because then we can go try all the new stuff out that we did, but we can go do it again. So the whole of us, will go to Disney World and the beaches here. It's a lot of fun here, and we're still exploring. I am going to be going to a house that's haunted here. It's an actual hotel where they've had a lot of to work, and I'm going to be bringing the photos and everything. And then those of you know about Casadega, the psychic town that was founded by psychics and individuals who appear in Florida. So definitely get a hold of us, and we'll go do some of those fun things.
Ooh.
Melissa, we've got an individual who wrote, I think that Jan and Melissa are the best. I am voting for them at newyorkdate@aol.com. I put them in the best categories I could find. Psychic, medium, really good readers. How do they have one for really good human? I like them so much. Tessie in Idaho. Thank you,
made
Tessie.
Me cry, and I'm so honored that you even took the time to write in, and we are here for you. And thank you, thank you, thank you. That is so great. Bless you, and all blessings to you and yours. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And it's like I heard my guys are telling me that there's something else going in for an interview here with you. Thank you guys for voting. That is so nice. Remember, we're doing that contest. For those of you who want to win a big contest at Christmas, we'll be giving it away around the week of Christmas. But if you send in a video to psychicsgonewild.com or to Jethro, psychicjethro@aol.com, and we're picking the best video. Right now, Old Man Steve's video is winning, and he's put out a video for Jan and Peg, and he says that I'm not too bad. Jethro's not too bad neither, but he voted for all three of us. His video is winning, but we have six other contenders. Deanna put in, she's putting out a video for Patty Negri. We have Bill and Alan are putting together a video over in Jacksonville, Florida for Amy. We have a couple of other friends that are putting in some other work, and they're going to make sure that those videos are out there. So you guys check in. Keep going. That one right now that I'm looking down here through the emails as quick as I can. We have for Melissa, there's an individual that is working on some of the videos. They want to see what they can put together Sunday.
Thank you so much. You guys are rock stars, spiritual rock stars. Bless you, bless you. Thank you so much. You don't know what this means to us. We just, it's such an honor.
It's so fun. And 256, you get to talk and go wild with me and Melissa. How are you, 256?
Hello? Is 256 there?
No, I'm sorry. We didn't seem to connect there. 720, what do you know, 720? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yay, there's someone. Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi,
yes,
do you have your radio on?
No, I don't. I don't know what to say.
You are. Now we can hear you. Hi, how are you today?
Hi, how are you?
Right. What's your name, baby girl?
I'm Kimberly.
Kimberly. Hi, Kimberly. How can we help you today?
Yeah, I just had a revelation of going, maybe applying to chiropractic school, and I just want to know, is that viable for me? Because what's been holding me back is finances, but I really want to do it.
So you want to get connected with some other people. You can even sort of like start networking. Yes, you're being called to do this. If you're drawn to it, there are grants available, and maybe you could be, you know, find a chiropractic support group. I know that sounds a little out there, but, you know, there's a support group for everything now. And it looks like you might be able to get, like, an apprenticeship for a while, residency evidently once you go through school, but something to get your steps going in there. Start applying for financial aid and start talking to people about it. You've been called. It's like that revelation is your heart. You have a passion for this. So you want to just start being around. If you're worried about the finances, you know, start networking. Start getting in with other, you know, if you have a favorite chiropractor, talk to your favorite chiropractor about your goals and your dreams. Start networking about it so that you can make this be drawn to you. Always put out there that truth, if that's your truth, you know, Kimberly, if that's where your heart is saying, I've got to do this, nothing will stop it. And
okay.
I think there's a way to get some financial aid for this. And it could be that you go part-time to school and you work part-time maybe for a chiropractor so you can get your, you know what I mean? There's just some way to get that whole creative arts, because to me that's, you know, healing arts, that whole creative cycle flowing for you. But don't look back. You know, if you close the door, you don't have to lock it behind you, but don't look back. Keep moving forward. Dr.
Okay.
Kimberly. Dr. Kimberly, we're coming to visit you.
I like that.
Yeah, you will be great. And, you know, it's the kind of thing where you can definitely get hands-on experience, finding ways of just, you know, whether there's a clinic that you could, like, there's a chiropractic at a clinic, you know, just do some research, do a little legwork, but definitely start the networking thing and start putting it out there. Start doing your, you know, inner work, asking for help from the divine, because your angels and guides are definitely, like, egging you on. That's why you have that intuition. So let us know how it goes, and we can keep, you know, pep talking. You're going to be fine, Dr. Kimberly. We salute
you. All right.
You.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Take care. Happy holidays.
All right. Happy holidays to you, too. You, too, Jethro.
You. Good talking to you, Kimberly. We rock.
All right.
Bye, honey. Dr. Kimberly, Jethro. Dr. Kimberly's going to be, like, fabulous. And I have a feeling Dr. Kimberly will work with kids a little bit, too, in her chiropractic field.
Love that.
Like she, yeah. I just got that. As soon as she hung up, I went, oh, my gosh, she's so great with kids. Woo-hoo!
We're going with the wild ones now. We got a few of you that have wrote in on the computer that I've had a question. Most of my life, Melissa, I felt that my energy was very much a green aura, and I've always been told that I exude, or I think that's what they're trying to write. They basically say that emanates from them. Now that their friend has got a camera, they've had a new system they put in over in the United Kingdom, and Brent's saying that now that he's looking at his picture on the computer, what they keep showing him is that his aura is actually not, it's more of an orange. I read up what they said about it, and I am more creative. Is it possible for my aura to change colors, and why am I changing from a green to an orange?
Right, we do. Our auras change color all the time as we are seekers and as we do the healing work. The green aura, if you want to reflect. But anyway, thank you for emailing us, by the way. We're so glad to speak with you. And when you, when the green aura hit, there could have been some extra healing that you needed to have, or you were doing some extra healing. You want to take a look at the time of your life when it kept showing green, because green is the color of the heart, and that's the heart chakra, and that's the green of healing, the green of Archangel Raphael. Orange, when that orange chakra comes in, that is the sacral chakra, but you are working with connecting the lower energies now to your heart and going higher. You could probably do your aura reading again, and it'll be blue. So you want to use that as a marker for where your growth is. And the fact that you are so aware, the fact that you could say, you know, I am creative. Why would it change from green to orange? Well, the orange is the sacral chakra, and that is where the sacred, you know, it's sacred sexuality, and it's about, you know, owning our emotions. It's about sacred, just everything sacred. So it's like you're incorporating. It's like you're really coming into a better balance for yourself. Eat foods that support that. Eat some orange foods just to see how that makes you feel. Squashes and, you know, like acorn squash, tangelos, tangerines, oranges, things that can empower you there. But it will change again as you proceed with your path. Your aura will change, but you have a beautiful soul, and you have a beautiful strength and a beautiful energy. And now, you know, see what you want to do. Think, but the guidance that's coming through for you is take a look at what was happening in your life as far as healing is concerned at the time that your aura kept reading green, because you have this big, beautiful heart, and you're surrounded by the protective light of that green. So you want to kind of find out, you know, it feels like an ancient connection to me, like an ancient civilization connection, and now it feels like you're getting more grounded in this lifetime. With that orange color is what I'm receiving for you.
I love that. And they're writing back, and I apologize, those of you can hear that clicking. I'm trying to type as fast as I can. They're writing back that this is very accurate. And as they were listening to Melissa, they were also another friend has a question real quick. Melissa, you're very accurate with this, and so I would like to ask you about the aura. Is it possible for me to be able to work with someone's aura and pull off energies out of their aura by my hands? Sometimes I feel like I might be able to do this. Sarah in Birmingham, United Kingdom.
Hi, Sarah. How are you, darling? You want to more when you're working with people's energies. It's not so much pulling. I think if I'm not mistaken, you're trying to pull out the icky stuff and help them balance their auras. Am I correct on that? I hope I'm correct on that. So what it is, I mean, Reiki is really good for that, hands-on healing, any kind of thing like that. There's like a machine you could get, like where your aura read, probably, you know, there's like that machine. For your particular talents, it's more like what I'm receiving for you is that you're more like a coach in that. It's more like you're not going to do the work for the people. You're going to help them figure out a way to do it themselves, because we, meaning your guides, do not want you to get depleted. You're such a noble soul. You come from ancient civilization. You come from, you know, like higher realms. So it's sort of like we don't want you to get depleted. So it's more like your ability to be able to help people figure out a way to do it themselves. And you're on the right track. It feels delicious.
Thank you. And then we're going into another question here from, this is Bibi from Wyoming, and she's writing down, she just went recently through her birthday and has realized that not only is the Scorpio energy working in her life, but also her relationship. Her recent husband has went through another situation again for him, but he has noticed he's regenerating through Scorpio. Is there any advice we should do so that we get the most out of this?
Well, congratulations on your incredible awareness. Happy birthday, and thank you so much for writing to us. We're just so grateful you're a part of this. Yes, you could meditate on it. Just like meditate now, you know, for the next the Scorpio energy is going to be with us because Saturn is in Scorpio and Pluto is in Capricorn and Pluto rules Scorpio. But the Sun is leaving Scorpio like in a week or so. So meditate on it. It feels like your nutrition could be pumped up a little bit more. It feels like maybe some of the, I don't know if you're eating regular breads and stuff, if you can incorporate more whole grains into your nutritional plan, that will give you super energy. It feels like sea water stuff, like algae if you're not allergic to it, and, you know, seafood. It's like seafood. I'm thinking seafood. I'm like, I said that out loud. I'm like, what are you trying to? Because I'm getting the guidance, you guys. You know how that works, you know. The guides are speaking, I'm going, seafood. It's like, anyway, I guess that's a personal joke. I'll explain it later, so we're out of time. But it's like seafood. Things of that nature to bring in that whole feeling of completion. You guys are doing incredible work. It's really your nutrition now is coming through clearly. You need more lycopene in your diets, like more tomato-y stuff if you're not already doing that. Right now it's more about that nurturing from the inside out. So if you could do that with nutrition and just keep this magic going that you both have. I'm so proud of you. Congratulations. Yay!
Hey, Clara's writing in. Clara has been scared and feeling blue since the last week. She's had a personal issue she has to confront this week. Do you have any advice to help me with my ex-husband face-to-face, and there's been abuse earlier? Any thoughts to help me and my daughter?
Oh, sure. Hi, Clara. How are you, love? And thank you for writing to us. And my heart is sending you lots of unconditional love and prayer. Whatever you need, give me permission. I'll pray for it. Yes, you want to shield yourself. I know this sounds a little weird, but if you talk to your angels and guides or Archangel Michael, whoever you feel you can call on, you want to bring in a protective shield around you, so that you know that you've got to give your guides more permission, because you're very strong and you're very noble. And you were mentioning your daughter. Is that right, Jethro? Do I have that right? There's an
yes.
issue with the daughter. Okay. So your daughter is always with her angels and guides. You're like her guardian angel. Keep in mind what your intention is, okay? Your intention is to get clear communication. These are the things you want to, like, either make affirmations or prayers, okay? Clara, okay? You want to, sorry, I was just getting some. The dark stuff that you were feeling and all that, that dread is just somebody trying to mess with your head. So you want to do much more prayer work, much more meditation, whatever your calling is. I can't sit here and say pray to Jesus if that's not who you believe in, or I can't say call in, you know, this. Whatever your truth is correct for your path. So whomever you call in, give them permission to intervene and help. And what you want to do is write down your intention. Your intention is to protect your daughter. My intention is to protect my daughter. I, Clara, I'm here to protect my daughter. I am open to all the help I can receive in light and love. You want to write your list out before you even go into this meeting, so that you have it in writing. You have that strength. Put it, you know, in your heart, on your altar, your Bible, whatever is your calling. Be very clear why you're doing this. Do not let him get the upper hand and engage with him in his dark energy. I'm saying this as energy. He gets very pathetic with the way he behaves, and it's very manipulative. And you're stronger than that. Your love of your daughter is stronger than that. So stay true, stay grounded, you know. But write your intentions out. Write this list of my intention is, number one, to protect my daughter. Number two, to make sure that everything is ethical. You know, even when you know that the guy behind the scenes may not be that, you are that. And this will empower you, and just do your work before you go in there and have that with you. You can have it in your pocket because you've put that intention out there. You're going to do fine. You just have to do a little bit protection work and be stronger than him, which you are, and just keep that intention because you're like the mommy lion cub, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, you're like the mommy lion. You're like the mommy lion with the lion cub. Sorry. You're going to be fine, though, Clara. You're going to be fine.
I'm going to grab a few of you guys off the phone, but take just a minute here to listen to one of our great hosts and really good friends, Gary Wimmer, and the new class that he's put together on Lithmacy. Those of you who know that it is a gift of studying.
What is lithomancy? Lithomancy is usually defined as a method of divination that involves gems or stones and is often thought of as reading stones. Many different methods of lithomancy have existed over the ages. This is psychic and author Gary L. Wimmer. I learned lithomancy in 1980 and have been using it for 33 years. The method I use and the method I will be teaching involves 16 stones, 10 planet stones, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, and 6 personal stones, love, life, magic, commitment, place, and luck. A piece of leather or lace is used to form a circle about 14 inches in diameter. The inside of the circle represents the current 3-month cycle, the outside represents the longer term, and the circle itself represents the environment. These 16 stones are dropped or tossed into the circle. The reader then visualizes a clock superimposed upon the circle, then reads the stones from the center or the crosshairs up to the top of the circle, which represents 12 o'clock, then around the circle, going through the hours of the clock, each hour representing 1 week. To learn more about this fascinating and revealing methodology, go to psychicsgoneWild.com. Click on the link for Portion Lithomancy on the left side of the page. All instructions are there. Join us for this unique and interesting course. Thank you for your time.
Interesting class, fun. It's Jethro and Melissa Berman. We're here on Sunday helping each other and helping you. I had an individual write me in an email, and I took a few minutes there while we were listening to Gary about the Lithmacy class. Get a hold of me. There definitely is a couple spaces open right now. You also can have the physical book by Gary on Lithmacy in your hot hands as you do the class if you contact me here today.
Well, that sounds like a great class. I'm like so mesmerized by Gary's work. It's just, you know, he's so ordained about it. He's so incredibly wise about it.
And I will share you guys a little personal here. Gary right now is probably one of the one few individuals and only the one who has a book written on Lithmacy in the United States, plus the United Kingdom. Type in the word. You guys will be amazed. And it's phenomenal. Those of you who listen in on Mondays, Jan Bach Drake and Gary are right now doing our Mondays. And speaking of Jan, we had another person write to us, Jan needs to be on Thursdays because she's so great with Dean, and I want to hear what those guys did after Halloween. I love their party. And then we have another email here. Jan needs to be on Fridays with Patty Negri, and let's see how the magic and the animals talk. Why doesn't she be on Saturdays? So you guys, we've got you all over. Jan, we know you're loved. You're in the room today. I want to thank you for all your friends and fans that are coming in. We love to have that, and that's what I do. I put all this together. We are going to do a switch. We always do it in December, and you're going to get some of the original ones of us with some of the ones you may not expect so much. One of you guys you know, and I want you guys to listen to, is our phenomenal and really good tarot reader, and that's Veronica Harrison. She's new to the group. And another one is Peg Jones. Peg Jones is an Inga reader, like I said, and they're just fun ladies. They're also very gifted, and they're going to be moving around a little bit. They're going to be working with others. And what's fun about this is we have another gentleman that you guys will be hearing. He's done a lot of broad work. He's done a lot of TV here in Tampa. His name is Shane. He is a friend of me, Jethro, and I spoke with him. He's going to come on. He does crystal ball readings. He does lip readings. He does... you name it. Me and him have done a few gigs, they call it here. We're actually showmanship, where we go out and do a party. The gentleman's very phenomenal. You can find him on Facebook there. He spoke to me. He's going to be coming in. We've got three other workers. We're looking to get Melissa back, the other Melissa, the poltergeist and ghost worker. So she'll be here. So you got to watch your Melissas. We've got Melissa here that's with Light Straight Energy working. We got Melissa with Light Straight Energy working with ghosts. So we better never know what's going to happen on this wild. 617, how are you today?
I am fabulous. How are you?
Hi.
Hi, Melissa. Hi, Jethro.
What's your name, beautiful angel?
My name is Annette.
Annette, how are you? You're awesome.
I'm great.
How can I help you today? You're welcome.
Well, my question is in regards to, I want to thank you for your intro talking about, what's happening in, with the earth and everything. And because I truly feel when the earth changes, I physically feel it. I've been having a lot of traveling dreams. And I've been actually visiting my twin flame. And this hasn't happened in, oh my gosh, I'm going to say probably about in 2 years.
Wow.
And all of a sudden I'm just traveling almost every night. And I do want some clarity on it as to why. I feel like I'm already married to my twin flame. I don't know who he is. I'm not looking for him.
Sure.
But
well, you're
I know that he's coming in. He's coming physically into my life, and he will be someone that I would marry. But I don't know who he is or where he is, and I don't really think about it. But my dreams are just really, I'm traveling. I'm going to see him. I'm spending time with him.
Mm-hmm. Well, Annette, you're so gifted psychically anyway. You have so many gifts to begin with.
Yes.
You can't get it all done during the day, which is why it's happening at night, which is happening to a lot of people right now, that there's just so much going on that, you know, in dream state, the traveling is to actually create your new world. A twin flame is sometimes someone that is part of our particular soul group that, you know, when the time is right, that particular energy does manifest in human form. But for right now, again, there's so many people with this path unfolding of having ancient gifts from ancient... And not even like ancient, it's like when I say ancient, we think about Lemuria and we think of that, but we're talking the galactic ancients, you know, that you're really a superheroine in that work.
Yes.
And I'm very grateful I can share that with you, because some people may not always be able to accept that, but you totally get it because you do that work.
Yes.
So when you're doing this traveling, just roll with it. If you can take a nap in the afternoon, go for it. Anything you can do to get your rest back. But you're doing work, Annette. You are doing your spiritual path is unfolding in this condition. As far as a mate is concerned, you've got so much time, and it's like when you meet this person, whoever he is, he has to be worthy of all this work you've done. And it doesn't mean he has to be, you know, exactly where you are, but it's the kind of thing where I think it feels like there may be a couple of people coming in. Until you're ready to say it's my turn. It's all in the cards are in your hand. This is so exciting.
True.
You're like the Wonder Woman of the high beings, you know. It's like you're
superhero. Oh my gosh.
You're a superheroine. And what makes you so special is that you're very humble about it, but as it unfolds to you, it's kind of blowing your mind a little bit.
Yes.
And so you're kind of like, what do I do? You don't have to control any of it. But you might want to say before dream state, you know, if we're going to, okay, dearest team of mine, I'm so honored we're connecting. Let's either tone it down a little bit or give me more specifics. So that you can kind of temper it, and they can do that with you. But
I don't think
you want to. I think you just want to know, you know, you are on the right track in it. You do have superheroine powers. You have many, many gifts. People really respect you. And again, as far as this is concerned, when there is a twin flame or a soul connection in spirit, you're doing the work.
That's true. That is so true.
My body just wanted to shake, so I know that's true.
Yes, because with me, I'm not just traveling, but I'm also healing as I'm traveling as well. And there are places where I go, they're dark places. But when I go into these places, I'm very strong about it. It's amazing because they come at me and I'm just standing there and I'm like, look, this is not going to happen.
Yep, you're the warrior goddess.
Yes,
you're one of
it's
the
like
warriors.
I'm slaying them. And it's like it's not going to work. You can scream and yell in my face, but I'm not budging.
Thank you for your work. I mean, you're healing that for everybody.
Yeah.
You're healing that for everybody, not just your own soul and path.
That's true.
But you've slayed the dragon. Well, the dragons are beautiful, or the minotaurs, the 20-headed dragon.
Yes.
You know, serpents. Mm-hmm. The metaphors of all of that.
Exactly.
So you know, you might want to take a sea salt bath or drink a little sea salt water when this happens, just to kind of purify your energy again. It feels like you need light around you, and blue light is of course. It's the
That's
highest.
True.
It's the Blu-ray. It's Archangel Michael. It's the Ascended Masters. Blue light, and you have purple energy. So wear purple eat grapes. You know, you have purple that high.
Yes.
You know, royalty, spirit royalty. There's no, you know, I want everybody to understand. There's no sort of echelon where they're better than us or whatever. So it's just people. We do the work. We're all there.
Amen.
There are people that are doing it and to plant those seeds for others. So all the best to you. And just keep your nutrition balanced. Take really, really, really good care. If you need that afternoon nap, indulge.
Yes.
You're doing a lot of heavy-duty work.
Yes, because I've been feeling tired lately, and I'm like, okay, I need to rest because at night I'm traveling.
Yes.
I'm working.
And those sea salt baths, and this is for all of us, if you do a sea salt bath, you know, nice warm water and just a ton of sea salt in there.
Okay.
And if you feel drawn to an essential oil, like lavender or, you know, whatever you're drawn to, you can add that, and you can also actually do some Epsom salts, too, for muscle stuff. Make sure that once you're done, like do a baptism, like throw it on your head while you're in the bathtub.
Okay.
Make sure it's trickling down your chakra system. Make sure you stay in the tub till it all empties out, and then you can take a regular shower after that.
Okay.
And, you know, just make sure you rest. Do clear teas, you know, stay away from caffeine right now. You're doing a lot of work, you know.
Yes.
It's like you have the battle. You've got, like, that sheath with the arrows, you're going for it. So thank you, and congratulations,
Thank you. And many blessings to you both.
It was a privilege to speak with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Annette.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm going to ask you, we're on Psychics Gone Wild. I want to thank you guys. We have a video here we're going to play a couple minutes of. For those of you who can hear it, it is got a punk rock singer for you, Jethro. We're learning late. Happy birthday. So happy birthday to me. Good. I love it. We have got videos coming in. There's a little video now that's out there with the merman. He now has a sign that says, Amy is not only the best psychic, she's the one for me. So we know the merman's in love, and we're working with him. He's in Pasadena, California, and we're out here in Florida, so there's only a state between him and his love for Amy. But he's also writing down, as those of you know me, those of you realize, I want you to help vote, and he's going to take and do some more artwork in the water to get Amy more votes. He thinks Amy needs to be put up there past the Long Island iced tea. And it's like, okay, the joke is Amy... It's Long Island medium, you guys. That's so funny. They're really making a joke. Facebook, Amy has some kind of new site, and she's playing on Facebook, and they're teasing her. They said she's better than the Long Island iced tea, and she knows she's the full cocktail. So they're going to...
Snap. That's three snaps in a Z formation. You go, girl. That's so awesome. Oh, my God.
They are just wild, and I love it. We have another friend writing in that we were on Facebook, and I got to see a picture. Jan is not only sweet, she's a very positive person. I didn't realize she was such a great dancer. Looking forward to finding out with Jan more about her zone that Jethro and her talked about. When you're in your zone as a dancer, you get into a meditative state. I saw pictures of Jan on Facebook, and I think that she is the best. So you guys are revving up, and we love you. We've got an email over here on, I live with this man, and I've been involved with him, Melissa, for 3 years. Now I am finding out that he had another life. He was married 7 years ago and has and seeing his wife from the past for the last 4 months. He's opened up all about this and just told me everything. I feel like I really don't want to stay with him, but I'm not sure what I should really do. I have my own job and car and facilities. What would you suggest I do? I'm hurt here in Kansas.
Okay, and you live together? Is that what it said earlier?
Yeah, they've been together, okay. She said, 3 years.
Okay, love, it's a little messy right now, but he did confess. It feels like you take a break from each other. And you have to trust your intuition on this one. You definitely need to take a break because you've been sort of sideswiped. You've kind of been, you know, and he's all of a sudden doing this confessional. And there's definitely a genuine feeling for you. However, it feels like you personally need to take a break from it, whether that means, you know, you can tell him I need to separate for a while and maybe we can just date instead of living together. You have to heal and mend. You have every right to feel the way you do. You don't owe him anything. You don't have to enable him. You have to take care of you first. And you're right on time with it. There's no, it doesn't feel like, you know, it's messy because it's for your path to help you move forward in whichever way you want. It does feel like you need to take a break if that's what feels true for you. And if that entails moving out from each other and going on, you know, and maybe dating and getting your trust back, that would be ideal because it's about you claiming your space. What do you think, Jethro?
I agree very much, and I love that. And I, you know, this is one of the questions I have all of you guys asked me so many times. When you're going through it, it's nothing wrong with setting back. Just like Melissa said, take a break. I'm very much feeling the same thing, and I'm hearing. I've got a little bit of a sound. You guys, bear with me. I think it's about time for my tea or something over here is cooking in the office that I'm at. I don't know because I didn't put anything up, but I will eat it, and they know that. So. My party, and I'm just laughing because the guys are telling me that we had someone write in here, what do you think about some of the other people? I would vote for all of the people. You guys put in, there's so many categories, and that's the fun thing. You guys love all of us. Listen into the show. By rights, you can put in who you feel is the best and caring, giving, or just all-around fun person. I had an individual write to me last year, and they made me cry. They had their mother do it because they were not old enough to be able to really, they felt to do this. But I found out the person was 9 years old, and he wrote to me a really heartwarming message, and I'd like to share it to you guys today. Hi, I am Isaac. I live in a house with a lot of people who don't believe in you. I just wanted you to know that I listened in today for the first time on Wednesday. You and the lady Amy, I do think she is a mermaid. I know that from listening to her, she made me feel the water come around me. She made the ocean make me feel better. I have been sick for a long time, and I listened to Psyche's Gone Wild on our computer. My dad told me not to put a lot of weight into what the people say, but I don't care. You and Amy are the best, and I'm going to get my mother to vote for you and best American psychic.
Wow.
I love that. And we wrote
That's
to him.
Huge.
That's huge. And if a 9-year-old is telling Amy she's a mermaid, I think Amy already believes, no, she's a mermaid. Of course she is. You know, she's intergalactic too, but I don't have her permission. I'm not reading for her. I'm just a little snippet there for her. But when a 9-year-old writes that, you know you're talking to a master soul. So congratulations. And Jethro, you're phenomenal. I mean, you're just such a precious gift. There's no hidden agenda with you. You are the pure, pure light, pure spirit. I'm so honored that we're not only friends, but we get to work together. And everybody with this organization, well, you know, with our family unfolding in this crazy business and life and light, you know, it's just incredible to witness it unfolding and to be a part of this. And hi, Jan and Steve. Thank you for everything, too. And hi, October. So I just want to say a shout-out to everybody that's on the blog talk chat. I'm not chatting. I'm just kind of like in and out of it. But, you know, that's what's making it so real and so beautiful. And I'm so happy that you got that email, Jethro, because, look, you changed his life. He knows truth, and you're validating that for him in an honest, sincere, pure way. Snap,
love
just
it.
Saying.
And it made me cry. And, it, you know, it's a year old, and
aww.
I still... Some of the things I print out in my days when I sat here, and then when I look at it, I realize, you know, me and Amy had done the show that day, and it was one of those days where her guides and my guides were messing, the energy was, the phone was flipping back and forth, and when I got out the next day, I was like, you know, maybe it's time to kind of turn it down a little bit. And I thought, you know, there's other things I should be doing. I you know, blog talk and other places. And I opened up the second email I read was his email. And I cried.
Ugh.
I ended up writing him emailing. I'm friends, and I write back and forth with his parents. And the joke is I have actually read for his dad now, and his dad is a different believer of this. But I still love that one.
Look at that. That's huge. Look at that garden that grew. Look at those seeds that were planted. Look at that work that was accomplished. Congratulations to all of you. That's huge.
And, you know, and that was back when, and Amy was doing chakra classes. We were working with the chakra, the meditation. She was talking about, at that point, going into mediums. And sometimes I go back in the archives. You guys will catch it on Facebook when I'll run a rerun or something. It's my favorite moments. One of my moments is when Jan Bach Drakey came on. We got her on. She was all nervous. I had no idea we were going to keep her on to read. And we got her to do a little bit of reading right off the air for those of you. The archives, I think that's my fun of the show. So 207, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Hi. Well,
you've been patient for me, Melissa, and I'm rattling away about our life of the days of before.
Woo-hoo. What's your name? Beloved 207, may I have a name?
My name is Rolina.
Hi, Rolina. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Now that I get to talk to you, how can I help you?
I was wondering if you had a message from my guides or angels.
Well, they say that you sometimes, okay, I'm just getting a message. Is it okay if I say it out loud? It's not,
sure.
It's not bad. They just said sometimes you get a little stubborn. Is that true? They're laughing about it, that sometimes you might get a little bit of stubbornness. But they think that you're magnificent. They're clapping for you. There's something coming for you. There's like because we're in the harvest, they're showing me, you know, like leaves and actually a scarecrow and that whole idea of nature and the harvest. That something's getting ready to be harvested for you.
I'm in the process of I'm doing a business plan, and I'm going to try to get a loan and all that.
Oh, my gosh. So they want you to call on them a little bit more, even though you do work with them. Don't be ashamed or afraid. There's no shame in it because you guys work together. That's why you're the incarnated part of the team. You know what I mean? So that's why we always be in conversation with them. It looks like this is a wonderful thing that you're doing, and it looks like your success is going to be local, and then it grows.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Because you have a really... fun way of doing your work.
Mm-hmm.
And so have that as your mantra. When I do my work, it's fun. My work is, I have a fun way of doing my work. Let that be your mantra while you do all this. Nobody else has to know but you and your guide.
Mm-hmm.
And just let that be your mantra. I have a fun way of doing my work so that it just sparkles, you know. But they love you. They tip their hats to you. They just, you know, you're free to call on them more because you are the incarnated part of your team. That goes for all of us. You know, we have a team of angels, and we have all of that, but we're on the earth. We're incarnated to continue the work, and that's why the veil is thinner. That's why there's all these portals and gates. This is that time. We are the new galaxy.
Thank you for calling in. We hope that we're having a little bit of kooky phone, so hang on. I know there's about a good 14 in the queue to get through. I can't get the phones to play, and I think what that means is there is time for guys to do other work. So hang on. We'll get through. I'll try to get a couple of you guys in. We've still got a few more minutes left of the show. Melissa, we have an individual that has wrote another email written in for a little bit of help here with the fact of dealing with their own family's crisis, and the relationship is between her parents. Her parents have separated, and they are no longer even talking or speaking. They're using her to go back and forth between the communication. She is 14 years old and very confused because she loves both of her parents. They have agreed that during this divorce, they will not do anything without her consent. So they're bringing her into all of their divorce and their arrangement. This is from an individual who's writing me from Arizona. And sadly, I actually know the family, but it's like she's let me know that she is very, very confused. And Melissa, what would you suggest as a woman and a psychic she should do? She doesn't want either of her parents hurt. Being the go-between, their divorce is tearing her up.
Right, and you're not expected to be the go-between in their divorce. And I'm picking up on an aunt energy. If there's an aunt that you have that you can talk to, you have to come clean with this with your folks and just say, Mom and Dad, I love you and I don't want to see you get hurt, but I am not the middle person. The only thing I want to know is who do I get to live with, when. You have to be strong and very verbal and vocal, but you also need to have an adult be on your side with this. So if you have an aunt, I'm getting aunt energy, maybe it's a family friend or an aunt that you can talk to about this, okay, honey girl, because you are totally enlightened about this and you're totally correct about this. It is not your job to be the funnel. And unfortunately, what your folks are dealing with is when they were 14 years old or when they were 20 years old, things that they need to address eventually. And because you are wise and because you are strong, but you need to verbalize this to your parents and say, I'm sorry, I can't be the middle person. I love you both dearly, but this is not, I can't, I don't have the tools. And just say, I don't have the tools, but I love you very much. So, you know, please talk to the lawyers or please talk to each other, but please don't. And every if they keep doing that, just keep saying no. And you definitely get another adult in your corner. What do you think, Jethro?
I feel like that, and I very much agree. And I, you know, talk to people as a child, you know, raised a very big family in situations. You've got to have other outside people. This is way too much. And I know that, you know, I'm very proud of you at the age of 14, but I can honestly say that I agree very much in what Melissa said, have other adults, you know, and do keep putting up that no. This is very fair for them to ask you. Even in my age when I divorced, and I was almost close to 40 years old when I divorced, it's a lot for an adult. It's way too much for a child. You know,
yeah.
I have my tears with this. We're going to grab one of you guys on the phone. We're going to try one more time with feeling to see if we can get someone through. And it looks like the lucky winner is we have a Skype call here. And can you hear us on Skype?
I can. Hi. Can you hear me? Because it hasn't been a good line this evening. Good. I'm quite open. Something good coming up in the next hour.
Okay, I'm not on Skype, so I can't quite hear you, my dear. What's your name?
Why don't we just move closer to the Skype, Beth?
Jethro, can you hear me?
There, how's that?
Oh, there you are. Hi. What's your name?
Hi.
Hi. Oh, it's... Hello?
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 Oh, no. Hello. Uh-oh. Can you hear me?
Did you lose me? I can hear you really well.
Now I can hear you. What's your question?
Oh, anything good coming up in a little while. I'm quite open to anything. Let me see.
And can you tell me your name, please?
Sue.
Sue. Hi, Sue. Sweet Sue.
Hi.
Well, Sue, it feels like you've been dragging the weight of something around with you, almost like, you know, in the Christmas Carol, Marley's ghost, where he's like in the chains and carrying, it feels like you've had to do that, and not necessarily for yourself of late. So it's time to cut those chains and cut those binds and dance in some flowers and leaves. Like, for, I think there's like a children's book, a bull named Fernando that dances in the flowers, and he's very gentle. It feels like you need to give yourself permission to be happy, that people have been around you telling you this is not okay and maybe, you know, criticizing you for no good reason. So it feels like the more you celebrate this freedom of breaking these chains And if you want me to help you with it right now, we can. If you're comfortable with that, we can just visualize breaking those chains. And they're broken, and you can ask Archangel Michael for extra help if you're drawn to him, and you can do the work yourself. But the idea is that you've been carrying this these ghosts for all this time, and now it's your turn. It's your turn to dance. It's your turn to have fun. So you want to start doing that. Go to a children's carousel if you can, like if there's one like at the beach near you, or go start doing playful things to confirm the good stuff that's coming in. And it just feels
good. So there is good stuff coming in.
Once you break these chains and allow yourself that to be done, it feels, of course, it just feels like you've paid enough dues. It's like, you know, have that peanut butter and jelly sandwich once in a while, you know. Grape jelly, like it's like old home time for you. It's like a time of great self-discovery coming up.
That's a good thing. So anything in particular that's coming up?
Can you ask one specific question?
Yeah, is there any relationships coming up?
Because I was going to say, it feels like a boy. It feels like the more social you let yourself be right now, it looks like there's somebody that's trying to get your attention. It feels like it might be throughout the holiday season. It's almost like you want to go ice skating with this person, and you want to go have hot chocolate, and things like are very playful. Yeah, it feels like during the holiday season, when you put yourself out there a little bit, it looks like somebody's getting ready to get your attention.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah. The more you play, though, the more you're playful, okay, Sue? The more you let those chains go, you're not responsible for anybody else's path but your own. And, you know, keep cuddly and warm and drink that hot chocolate, and hopefully there'll be somebody over the other side of the table that's winking back at you soon. What do you think, Jay?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Melissa, and I feel that we are going into the energy of here. We've got maybe 3 minutes, but we've got one more Skype person that we've got about 14 we aren't going to get to. You guys, the hole is at psycheskonewild.com. Let us get with you. Let's set up a time. Let's do a reading. Let's get real. We're ready. One more Skype person. Would you like to speak real quick to Melissa before they kick us out the door? Oh, I guess they're scared. Skype? 111? They're shy. We love the shyness in them. And what we love about that even more fun as we're going through is a lot of times you guys want to listen. We've got an individual here that has done an email here. We've got 2 minutes left. Sorry, we won't be able to do
okay.
No phone call. But we do have, Melissa, a person here that's wrote, and this is Darren, and he is writing and that he has had a relationship and is very confused about what he should do. He feels that they have a spiritual connection together. He loves her very much. The problem is that they are not able to have any form of intimacy due to her parents. She is 32 years old and is living at home with her parents. And he is not, they've been dating for over 2.5 years, and only now he can hold her hand. Trying to be patient, am I unrealistic? I don't want to live a life of celibacy.
Right. It feels like a Mormon past life to me, like a past life where this is sort of like feeding into this lifetime. And you're such a noble, gentle soul because you do love from your heart. And it's the kind of thing where you may have to have a talk with her and just say, I'm really sorry, I do care about you, but I have other needs. I'm not forcing you, I'm not pressuring you, but we do need to make a decision. And if they're waiting for you to ask the daughter to marry, this doesn't feel like the person you're supposed to marry. It does feel like a stepping stone to that. So, you know, be very clear with her. You know, you've been as patient as you can. You're not putting pressure on her, though. You're saying, I can understand, I totally respect where you're coming from, but my needs are changing. Unless you feel you want to marry this woman, it really doesn't feel like this is the wife for you. And normally that kind of guidance doesn't always come through. So it's time to have that talk. Without pressuring each other, you're such a gentle man and you're such a lovely man and you've done it correct. But trust what you're feeling and trust that guidance that's nudging you forward.
I love this. And I have a couple of you writing me, and they're going, Jethro, your pages on Facebook are showing only what I got. And I don't know what that means. But I guess that's what that means. On Facebook, never stress with Facebook. You always laugh because there's always another day. So I just love you guys. I don't know what that means, but I'll get on there and get to looking at that. Sometimes eventually I have situations that will come on, and I'll have to catch it. So what I want to do is I want to thank each and every one of you guys who came in today. And
me too. What an honor. Thank you all.
definitely, you know, continue to keep checking with us, because this is Psyche's Gone Wild. And what we want to do, and we continue to do with individuals, is we're always putting out that extra little bit of oomph for you. So if you don't want to deal with anything that you've got, you don't have to. I had a friend ask me the other day, why am I doing this still? We do it because we love to do it. And that's what I want to get you guys to understand. I want to make sure that you're not only understanding, but you're feeling the love that we have. Tune in next week. We got it going with me, Alyssa. I'm sorry we didn't get to all of you, but we will try again. And thank you for listening to Psyche's Gone Wild.
Bye. Wild. Thank you, Jethro. Thanks, everybody.
How are you, Ramona?
I'm good.
Cool. Kind of getting shut down on the last minute. I would have been out. I couldn't get them to let go. It's like, you know, I got a couple of them from the United Kingdom that just, oh my goodness.